the difference. Campbell's Tomato Juice presents George Burns and Gracie Allen and Niles and Henry King and his music.
Twinkle, twinkle.
George and Gracie will be here in a minute. And say, am I happy? You know, I've been telling you about the downright deliciousness of Campbell's tomato juice and what a great favorite of mine it really is. Well, you people did something about it, too. You found Campbell's tomato juice so good that you've made it the largest selling tomato juice in all the world. Thanks a million. And there's another reason why I'm happy tonight. I'm going to tell you about another great favorite of mine, Campbell's chicken soup. Remember the real old-style chicken soup Mother used to make? Mmm, boy, oh boy. Glistening yellow with full-bodied chicken richness. And so good. That's the kind of chicken soup I'm talking about. Campbell's chicken soup. Try a can tomorrow, won't you? And I'm sure you'll heartily agree it's the finest chicken soup you ever tasted. And here are George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Thank you very much.
La, 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 la. Oh, I've got the finish that I forgot last week. Get ready, musician. What? Oh, I'm certain, honey, that life could be funny. Oh, George, you look funny. I wish... La, 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 la. I don't know the finish.
Quiet.
La, la, la,
quiet.
La, la, la.
For a minute, I thought you wouldn't understand
me. Oh, you see?
George,
yeah.
Ken and I are having a little argument. But we don't seem to be getting any place at all.
Well, why don't you boys ask somebody to settle it who has intelligence, brains, good judgment?
Well, that's a lot to ask of one person, but boys, I'll do my best to settle it.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Gracie, maybe you can settle it. Ken and I have been talking about mustaches.
Yes, Gracie, what do you think about raising a mustache?
Well, Ken, I've never given it much thought on account of my skin is too tender.
Well, here we go again.
Oh, God.
Get that in, yeah.
No, I mean, Gracie, what would you think about me growing a mustache on my face?
Well, if you're going to grow a mustache, that's the place to grow it.
Boys, Gracie will probably finish up by telling you that her granddaddy has whiskers on his feet.
He has.
He has?
Yes.
Your granddaddy has whiskers on his feet?
That's what Grandma said in the letter. She said, Gracie, since you last saw Granddaddy, he has grown 2 feet of whiskers.
2 feet of whiskers. We're talking about mustaches. So I must ask you to remember that.
Oh, you sent me out the one, George.
Yes, yes, I'm really a clip.
I know. You know, if it wasn't for my uncle's mustache, my aunt couldn't tell if he won or lost at the racetrack.
What has a mustache got to do with winning or losing at a racetrack?
Well, when Uncle comes home from the racetrack,
yeah.
If the ends of his mustache are pointing up, then Auntie knows he won.
Well, it's a cute little system.
Yeah. And if the ends of his mustache are pointing down, then Auntie knows he lost.
It's quite interesting.
Yes, I think so. But yesterday when he came home from the racetrack, he had one end pointing up and one end pointing down.
What happened?
He broke even.
He broke even?
Yes.
Say, boys, what caused all this mustache talk anyway?
Well, I went out dancing with a girl last night, and she said I'd look good in a mustache.
Well, Henry, you better raise a bid. You couldn't hide enough of that face with a mustache, could he, John?
Quiet, quiet. So you tripped the light fantastic last night.
Well, he must have. When Henry dances, he trips everybody.
Does he really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Well, the girl I danced with last night said I was Grace personified.
She said what?
She said I was Grace personified.
Oh, and you don't look a bit like her.
Henry, who was that girl you were out with last night?
Oh, a swell little blonde. Irene.
How old was she?
25.
How old?
I told you twice. 25.
Twice, 25. Oh, she's 50 years old. Well.
Well, 50 years old. Well, Ken, you've met Irene. How old would you say she is?
Oh, about 60.
Stop ribbing Henry. Henry wants to find girls 70 years old. That's his business.
Yeah, and he finds them, too.
He does,
Well, let me tell you something. If I go out with older women, it's because they have brains. As I said to the girl I was dancing with last night, give me brains.
Oh, a gigolo.
A gigolo? Well, brains are my weakness, too.
Yeah, I know.
Quiet.
Say, George, we're pretty near ready for Tony Martin's song, and he's not here.
He's not here?
No.
What do you mean he's not here?
Well, who does he think he is? He's not here.
He's not here?
He's got a lot of nerve to be late. And he just came on the program, too.
You said it.
Well, we've been on this program for 5 years, and we've never been late.
Certainly.
Who does he think he is? Not here.
Well,
then when he comes, I'll tell him a thing or three.
A thing or three?
Yes.
Gracie, you mean a thing or two?
I'm madder than that. Who does he think he is?
Gracie, maybe I better sing the song tonight.
No, I'm not that man.
Oh, I see.
Ken, here comes Tony now.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Ken. Am I terribly late?
Late?
Oh, Tony, you're in for it.
Hello, Tony. Boy, is George Burns wild.
Well, I'd better get it over with. Hello, George.
Hello. Say, Martin. What's the idea of coming late when you know that we go on the air at 8:30?
Oh, I was working on a picture till just now. I brought my director with me to prove it.
Yeah?
This prove is Frank.
It. Well, you prove it to Gracie. She'll tell you a thing or three. Gracie, here's Tony.
Yeah.
Right here.
Oh, hello, Tony. You didn't have to rush over.
Hmm?
After all, we've been on this program for 5 years, so what difference does an hour or two make?
That's telling him, Gracie.
Gracie, I want you to meet my director, Frank Mitchell. Frank, this is Gracie Allen.
Well, how do you do, Miss Allen?
Now, listen here, Mr. Mitchell. Where do you get that stuff coming in like this? Who do you think you are?
Gracie! This man is a motion picture director.
Well, ignorance is no excuse.
Most folks aspire a great ambition to gain position and fame. I'll reach the goal I seek without book. All other outlooks are tame. It's love I'm after. I don't want to be a millionaire. The only thing on earth for which I care is love. For love and laughter, I'd give everything that I possess. The perfect synonym for happiness is love. Rich men, poor men, beg them and see the way I do, because each one of them believes he'll find somebody like you. It's love I'm after. It may make me rise or make me fall, but it's love I'm after.
Singing, It's Love I'm After.
I'm glad you liked my song, George. But really, I'm sorry about being late tonight. You see, I was doing a scene on a bridle path, and I was working with an awfully stubborn horse.
A horse? Well, Tony, that horse got face powder all over your coat.
Mm. Tony, it looks like a horse on you.
Hey, Mr. Burns, I'm considered a pretty good picture director, but this broadcasting business is really Greek to me. I wish I knew something about it.
Yeah, Judd wishes he did too, huh, Doc?
Thanks. Don't mind her, Frank. She's not.
Cut. You didn't read that line right, George.
What? What line?
Well, the last one you said, don't mind her, Frank. She's nuts.
Yeah.
Now, you should have said, don't mind her, Frank. She's nuts.
Yeah.
And when you say, Frank, she's nuts, that's bad English. You mean, Frank, he's nuts.
He's right, George.
You mean it was bad English?
No, I mean, Frank, he's nuts.
Well, you brought this on yourself.
Well, I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm certainly getting to be a ham.
Mm.
You might not believe this, but last night I was held up by two men and forgot myself and started directing them.
Oh, I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No. How could he direct anybody when he was so drunk that two men had to hold him up?
Well, Tony, here goes your job.
Mr. Mitchell, answer this.
Yes.
Look at me and my band. We've got youth. We've got talent. We've got sex appeal. Why can't we get into the movies? What do we need to get into the movies?
40 cents apiece.
40 cents apiece, huh?
Mr. King, did you and your band ever make a test?
Oh, sure. Paramount.
Mr. Mitchell, Henry is quite a comedian, too. Henry, will you tell him what you said to Mr. Zucker, the head of Paramount?
This man will kill you.
Well, I was only kidding, George. I've got too much of a sense of humor, I guess.
Mm.
Well, I walked into his office with my agent, Max Selznick, and I said, if I don't get a job, Mr. Zucker, I'll take a Bromo Selznick.
Oh, yes. And he took one, too.
Oh, Henry, you went to the wrong man. Walt Disney is the man who could put you in pictures. Just look what he did for Donald Duck.
A Donald Duck?
What have Donald Duck and I got in common?
You both lay eggs.
I say.
Only Donald Duck doesn't lay them in Zucker's office.
Yes. Gracie, when you were a baby, why didn't something happen to you or did it?
Cut. George, when you read that line, you punched it too hard. Get a laugh, you've got to throw it away.
I see. You want me to get something that the audience will scream at?
Well, then get my granddaddy.
People scream at your granddaddy?
Yeah, on account of his death.
Why don't you have his ears fixed?
Well, why dig him up just for that?
Well, see, your granddaddy is dead.
Cut. George, don't say, I see your granddaddy is dead. Show more interest and say, your granddaddy is dead. Your granddaddy is dead? That's right. It's a surprise to you.
Yeah, it was a surprise to my granddaddy, too.
Sort of a shock for the kid, yeah.
Oh, he was,
The granddaddy was 100 years old.
That's the now. That was the time.
Now, a centenarian, huh?
No, Gracie doesn't know what a centenarian is.
Oh, certainly I do. It's one of those bugs with 1,000 legs.
Gracie, that's a centipede.
Centipede? Oh, baby talk, huh?
A centipede is baby talk?
Yeah, we had a beautiful centipede of roses on our dining room table.
I know, and the roses cost centipede.
Yeah.
Oh, nuts.
George, you should enunciate more clearly. You should say, the roses cost a cent a piece.
Gracie, maybe...
George, I know that you're mad, so instead of talking to Gracie, it would be much funnier if you just stood there with your hands in your pockets and glared at her.
Yeah, glare would sound swell on the radio, wouldn't it?
Well, it wouldn't sound good unless you got the right facial expression.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, now let's take it again.
Do I have to stand?
Where Gracie says centipede, and George, don't forget your diction.
No.
Then you say, the roses cost a cent apiece. All right, take it, George.
Well, George, are you asleep? George, why don't you say something?
I can't. I'm glaring at you.
Oh!
Well, that's better. Yes. You know, this is my first experience with radio. I sort of like it. Maybe I found a new field for myself.
Well, Mr. Mitchell, if you found a new field for yourself, why don't you go out there, lie down in it, and close the gate?
That's an idea. Henry King and his orchestra will now play a medley of popular tunes.
Cut, 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 Henry, Henry, that isn't the way a great pianist sits down at his piano. Now, first you brush off the keys. Then you pick up your coattail, arch your back, run your hand through your hair, and start to play. Then your audience will expect something great. Now, don't you see what that does to the audience?
Yeah, it builds them up to an awful letdown.
Henry, the music.
What you want in chicken soup is flavor, full-bodied chicken flavor, and that's what you get in Campbell's chicken soup. You can actually see its deliciousness in its golden, glistening richness long before you dip your spoon into it. The reason is that Campbell's use all the meat of plump, tender chickens and simmer the broth long and slowly, for that's the only way to make chicken soup at its best. Now think of the finest homemade chicken soup you ever tasted, with snow-white rice and plenty of pieces of tender chicken meat in the nourishing broth. That's the kind you can have any time you wish simply by asking for Campbell's Chicken Soup. Say, there's an idea. Why not do that very thing tomorrow? If you'll do that, I promise you'll find Campbell's to be the chicken soup treat of your life. And here are George and Gracie.
You know, George, I've come to the conclusion that all people are more like most people than anybody.
All people are more like most people than anybody?
Mm-hmm. The only difference between everybody is that they're not the same as somebody else. Because if they were, everybody would be too much like nobody. And if that were the case, then lots of people would be much scarcer than a few of them. I hope I made myself clear.
Oh, you do, you do.
I'm glad, because that's a very famous saying.
Famous saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who said it?
I did just now.
Gracie, when you say something, only an imbecile can understand you.
Well, I'm glad I made myself clear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well,
thank you.
I guess that's because I'm Irish.
Oh, yes?
And all great things are done by the Irish.
Uh-huh.
Now, take those famous composers, Gilbert and Sullivan.
Gilbert and Sullivan.
That great watchmaker, Time O'Day.
Time O'Day?
Yeah.
I know him very well, yes.
And every time anything new is invented, you see that Irishman's name on it.
An Irishman's name is on every new invention?
Sure, Pat Pending.
Yes. Pat Pending.
Say, George, here comes that director again. You better hide the microphone.
Like to hide the director.
Even the thing he talked into is Irish. Mike Arophone?
Mike Arophone. Oh, yes, Mike Arophone, yes.
Yes.
Gracie, you remind me of that book, Gone with the Wind.
You mean on account of I'm that small type?
No, because you're thick, too.
Yeah. I don't get it.
You don't, huh?
No.
Oh, there you are, Bert.
Yes.
By the way, did you see the picture I just finished called Traffic?
Did you direct that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you ought to be pretty good at directing traffic.
You've got something there, Gracie.
This ought to make good radio. Say, Tony, you know that love scene you did today with Madeline Carroll?
Yes.
Well, I've got the script in my pocket. Now, why don't you do it right here with Gracie Allen?
Oh, give it to me.
The script?
No, Tony Martin.
Oh, Tony Martin. I'd like to see Gracie in a love scene.
You'd like to see me hugging and kissing Tony Martin?
Yes, yes.
Well, I don't blame you, so would I.
Yes.
Give me the script, Mr. Mitchell. Come on, Tony, we can both read from the same one.
I don't need one. I know the script.
Yes, but you don't know me.
Well, we're off.
All right, now we'll start. Quiet, everybody. Roll 'em. Camera. Action.
Oh, Armand. Oh, that's not good.
It's kind of silly.
No. I love you, Armand. That's better.
That's better, yes.
Yeah. I love you. Oh, wait a minute, Tony. I can't call you Armand.
Why can't you call me Armand?
Oh, well, it sounds like I'm making love to a nut.
Making love to a nut. Yes, it's either that or vice versa.
Yeah.
It is so, so long since you have seen your Armand, and now you have insulted me.
Oh, I love him.
Love him?
Yeah.
Love what?
Insulted almonds.
Insulted almonds.
Cut, cut.
Spicy stuff, you know.
Cut. Gracie, Gracie, you're trying to square yourself with your lover, so play it a little more dramatic.
Yeah, oh. Almond, Almond, I love you more than life itself. I love you more than anything in this world.
Mm.
Oh, I love you almost as much as my dog.
That's nice. If you made love to your dog the way you're making love to Armand, the dog would probably bite you in the neck.
Oh, sure. He's got more sense than Armand.
I guess so.
Oh, Armand. Oh, Armand. I think you're awfully sweet, Tut.
I think you're awfully sweet, Tut?
Well, yes. I thought I'd use a little French.
A little French?
Yeah, tip sweet.
Oh, tip sweet. Wee-wee.
Yeah, wee-wee.
I can't stand this much longer, Suzette.
Suzette? Oh, that's my favorite song.
Suzette, I love you.
Suzette knocking at my door. Suzette knocking
quiet,
at my
door. Quiet.
I can't stand any more sorrow. My cup is running over.
Well, then, Armand, drink out of the saucer.
Oh,
cut, cut.
Now, take him in your arms now, Gracie.
Well, why did you say that? Armand, I can hardly wait for the day when we'll walk down the aisle, Armand in Armand.
This is the nuts, folks. Oh, Suzette, your caresses bring me pain. You are tearing at my heartstrings.
I do what, Armand?
You pain me with your caresses.
Oh!
You are tearing at my heartstrings.
Oh, I'm sorry I hurt you. I didn't know they were your heartstrings. I thought they were your trousers.
You mean suspenders.
Suspended,
Gracie. Suspended.
That's what I said.
Yes. Gracie, now please watch me. I'll tell you what I mean. Watch me.
That's right, Mr. Mitchell. Show her how to do it.
All right, Mr. Burns. Now get ready, Tony.
Okay. Oh, my darling. Ever since the first time I met you, you have been the only one in my life.
I too love you. You are the only one who has meant anything to me. And I love you with a love that is enduring.
I will never look at anybody else as long as there's a breath of life in me. Well, that's that.
There you are, Gracie. Did you learn anything from that?
Oh, I'll say I did. I've learned that an actor can't even trust his own director.
He can't, eh? Take it away. Gracie will sing Now That Summer Is Gone. Sing it, Gracie.
All summer long you seem to care, but when the north wind blows, will the north don't get our love affair like your summer clothes? Who is my baby gonna play with? Who will my baby have away with? Who is my baby going to be all winter now that summer is gone? Who is my baby going to get with? Who is my baby going to pet with? Where is my baby going to be all winter now that summer is gone? Lucky on the tennis court, or with my girlfriend even? But when it's time for winter sports, will I be out of season four? Who is my baby gonna cling to? Who is my baby gonna cling to? Who is my baby gonna love all winter now the summer is gone? Who will snuggle close to you each winter at the Rose Bowl? Who will cheer your hockey team to make its winning field goal? Who is my baby going to love all winter now that summer is gone? Who will nestle in your arms when you are on the dance floor? Who will watch with adoration while you're at the bridge score? Who is my baby going to love all winter now that summer is gone? Do you want me in a bathing suit? Or was the heat the reason? But when it comes to indoor sports, will I be out of season? Who will fix hot toddy for you when you can't stop sneezing? Who will fix your mustard plaster when you can't stop wheezing? Who is my baby going to love all winter? Down that rubber is gone.
Of those fine Campbell soups, invite you to listen in and laugh with George Burns and Gracie Allen again next Wednesday. Meanwhile, remember that you can have the finest chicken soup you ever tasted simply by asking for Campbell's chicken soup. You'll find it to be the delicious, nourishing, old-fashioned kind.
Broadcasting system. T.J. of the Donnelly Station, Los Angeles.